Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 60. This chapter has 14 pesukim in it. This chapter corresponds to what happened to David in Shmuel Beis chapter 8. Check out the Tanakh Daily archives for further information. The background is as follows. This chapter was written after the wars David fought with Aram Naharaim, Aram Sova, and Edom, in specific about a battle that took place at the Dead Sea. The commentators point out a discrepancy about what's written regarding the wars and number of casualties. In Divrei Hayamim chapter 19, it says there was 18,000 casualties of war, but over here it says there was only 12,000. The explanation is essentially these wars were attributed to David, but were actually won by two of David's great generals, Yoav and Avishai. Here in our perek, Yoav killed 12,000, but in another war, Avishai killed 6,000. Therefore, in Divrei Hayamim, when it recounts the casualties of war at 18,000, it was including all the wars, while in this parak, it was just mentioning Yoav's war. Now for the parak summary. David starts this chapter by recalling a time when the nation was in trouble, and it seemed as if God abandoned Am Yisrael by allowing them to be attacked by another nation. In verse 8, David switches gears by recalling the promise God gave him to rule over the region. After David had won these battles, he now had dominion over all the surrounding areas, which placed David as the main king of the area. David felt a deep sense of contentment to see God's promise come true. In verse 11, until the end of the parak, David acknowledges that it's only through Hashem's assistance he was able to achieve military strength. No matter how strong your army is, only God can bring victory. David ends by proudly stating God will continue to help him be victorious. Now for the highlight pasuk. The parak opens with the words, "Lamanatzeach al Shushan Edus Michtam leDavid leLamid." For the leader on Shushan Edus, a Michtam of David to be taught. What's the meaning of the word Shushan used over here? I like to give four different explanations about what the usage of the word Shushan means over here. First, the simple meaning is Shushan was the name of a musical instrument used to play the psalma. Secondly, the Meforshim also explain the word Shushan means a rose, which alludes to the Sanhedrin high court. When Yoav initially came to war against Aram Naharaim, they said to Yoav, "How can you go to war against us? We're descendants of Lavan, and you'd be breaking the pact Yaakov made with Lavan." Yoav didn't know what to answer and brought the question to David. David then went to ask the Sanhedrin about what to do. The Sanhedrin answered, "Historically, the people of Aram Naharaim had broken the covenant many times, and therefore it no longer needed to be honored." Yoav then proceeded to war. Thirdly, Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch explains the word Shoshana, rose, is reference to the Jewish nation who are a rose amongst thorns. Regardless of how the wind blows, the rose needs to remain upright, not to be injured by the thorns. So too, the Jewish nation throughout exile needs to be firmly rooted in Torah, not to be swayed and injured by the thorns of exile. Only with a deep commitment to learning and keeping Torah, we will and have survived as a nation throughout exile. Lastly, the Radwali explains Shoshana is referenced to the Shekhinah, feminine aspect of the divine presence that protects the Jewish nation throughout all their wars. That's why the pasuk uses the word edus, testimony, because David was giving testimony for all generations. The Shekhinah is with Am Yisrael. One needs to give honor to God, whom real strength belongs to. Let us merit to acknowledge true strength comes from God, who protects his nation like a rose amongst thorns. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.